Hello, I'm Gihendra Bhattarai. Today I'm going to talk about microsatellite marker development, characterization and mapping in hazelnut. I'm a master's student in Department of Horticulture, Oregon State University. I'm going to talk about a little bit on introduction part, and then I'll go to material and method sections, and then result and discussions. European hazelnut is one of the major nut crop which is widely grown in Willamette Valley of Oregon, which constitute about 99% of the total crop in US, although Turkey is the lead producer of hazelnut, which comprises around 75% of the total world crop. Hazelnut acreage has been expanding rapidly with recent Stonefield blight resistance cultivars released by the Oregon State University. The genome sequences of Jefferson and seven other hazelnut cultivars allowed efficient in silico comparisons and identification of polymorphic SSRs. What is SSR or microsatellite? Microsatellite and SSRs are DNA segments containing tandem repeats motifs of 1 to 6 nucleotide in length. Microsatellite markers are the markers of choice because they are PCR based, they are codominant, they are highly reproducible, they are multi-allelic and are abundant. Now I'll go through the materials and method sections. We use a diverse panel of 48 hazelnut accessions from wide geographic regions to characterize new SSR. And among these 48, 24 accessions were initially used to screen the polymorphisms on agarose cells. For DNA extraction, 2 to 4 leaves were collected from each tree during spring. SSRs were identified in the genome sequence of Jefferson using MISA, and SSR were searched for more than 15 base pair repeat length. Dye repeats were not pursued as abundant number of dye repeats are already available in hazelnut. Also, repeat motifs containing only A and T's were not pursued as they are difficult in scoring. SSR containing fragments were trimmed by keeping 250 base pair on either side of the repeats motifs. Pair in reads from additional 7 accessions were then pulled and were then aligned with the Jefferson sequences as the reference using MAC program. The aligned sequences of 8 cultivars are then imported in tablet software and visualized for the variation in the number of repeat units among the sequenced accessions. By doing this, we identified around 489 seemingly polymorphic SSR markers. The initial screening reduced the number from 2000 prospective microsatellite loci to around 500 seemingly polymorphic loci. For these 489 seemingly polymorphic microsatellite loci, we started initial polymorphism screening using 24 diverse set of hazelnut accessions, and where these 24 diverse accessions were PCR amplified with forward and reverse primers that were designed using website and primer 3 software. PCR amplified product were then run on agarose gels and were then photographed under UV light. The gel image allow the verification of size polymorphism in the PCR product among 24 accessions. By this, we identified 368 polymorphic loci, for which we ordered forward primers with the fluorescent tag labeled with FAM, HEX or NED. So, DNA from 48 diverse accessions were then amplified with 368 primers containing fluorescent forward primers and the amplified product were post-PCR multiplexed, which enables genotyping of several primer pair in a single run. An aliquot of multiplex was submitted for genotyping on ABI-37330 capillary electrophoresis machine. The allele size data that were obtained were determined using GeneMapper software. Furthermore, with use of fluorescent forward primer, we are able to identify two loci were completely monomorphic and remaining 366 were polymorphic. Finally, these 366 polymorphic loci were used to fingerprint 15 parents segregating for different traits in hazelnut. The segregation of two parents of mapping population allowed us to map the new microsatellite loci. For mapping purpose, the SSR markers that were assigned to the linkage groups in the mapping population using JoinMap 4.1 and two-way pseudo test cross mapping approach. Now I will go through result and discussions. Next generation sequencing technology provides efficient microsatellite marker development at a low cost. As a total of 167,000 microsatellites with repeat motif from 1 to 8 base pair were identified in Jefferson hazelnut sequences, where mononucleotide repeat motifs were the most abundant and the number of loci were in decreasing order with increase in the repeat motif length. Also, the average number of repeat units decreased with the increase in repeat motif length. But only 17,802 SSR repeat motif containing sequences comprising tri-repeat to hexa-repeat motifs were identified in genomic sequences that were selected for further processing. Of these 17,000 loci, only 2,000 unique sequences were pursued after the removal of repeats containing only A's and T's. Repeats containing at the end and the removal of short fragments less than 400 base pair because it will not allow us to design the primer. So these 2069 unique sequences were imported in tablet software and visualized for variation in number of repeats among the 8 cultivars. Finally, 489 sequences were selected after the visual inspection of these fragments. The in silico visualization allowed rejection of 213 monomorphic sequences and those reads that failed to align well with the reference sequences. Finally, 366 new polymorphic loci were developed and were validated by genotyping using fluorescent forward primers. And further, they were used to fingerprint 48 diverse accession and 15 parents. Similarly, these new markers were characterized using 48 diverse accessions plus 2 parents of the mapping population. A total of 1818 alleles were present at 366 loci with an average of 5.14 alleles per loci. And among the 255 loci that were segregating in the mapping population, I was able to map 185 loci to all 11 linkage groups. Moreover, dendrograms were created using UPGMA using a shared allele distance measure, and the dendrogram shows accessions clustered according to their geographic origins and also revealed high level of genetic diversity in hazelnut. These new microsatellite markers would be further used to create a physical maps and anchoring linkage maps and aligning genome sequences, contigs and scaffold. Also, a high rate of Microsoft Lite transferability has been reported in hazelnuts, and these loci can be utilized in the related genera. Also, these Microsoft Lite loci can be used in assigning linkage group to the of the new source of resistance and mapping new source of resistance. Thank you.